Liverpool couldn't defend a cheeseburger from a vegan. What's going on, people? Welcome to the 12th Man Talk Show. I am your host, Nahominio.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Jurgen Klopp today, man. Man like Jurgen Klopp, aka Jurgen Flop, is a fraud. I'm sick and tired of people talking like this guy, like say he's that guy. Honestly, let's be real for a second. Let's think about this, yeah? Since he's been at Liverpool, he spent just under £400 million. And he's further away from winning the title than Brendan Rodgers was when he was in charge. So how exactly is he a great manager? You know what I mean? Like what? Because he's an eccentric nutter that seems to hug players after games. Are you mad? Like, he let Barcelona emancipate his best player halfway through a season. Instead of doing it at the beginning of the season. What was the point? What was the point of that move? You know what I mean? And you then go and replace him with Ox. Ox is pony, bruv. You know what I mean? What are you signing him for? Are you mad? Like, here's the thing. He also signed Naby Keita for 1 year later when he needs him now. Especially if he knew he was going to sell Coutinho. It's ridiculous. The other thing about this guy. I remember when Man United signed Paul Pogba and he said, oh, that's obscene money. 89 million. I will never spend that kind of money on a player. But yet, he goes and spends £75 million on Van Dijk from their feeder club. And somehow their defence gets even worse. Like, what is he on? Yep. The other thing is, like, he goes and does dumb stuff like this now. You'll go and beat Man City and then lose to Swansea. Like, can you please explain to me, how can you beat the top team in the league and then lose to the bottom team in the league in the same week? Are you mad? Like, Liverpool are out of the title race. Now, that's a given. We know that. Before the season started, they're out of the title race. Yeah, but they're also out of the EFL Cup. And now, as of this weekend, they're out of the FA Cup, losing at home to West Brom, you know, at Anfield. Yeah, so they can't beat the dead teams domestically. But yet, somehow, I'm hearing Liverpool fans talking like they can actually win the Champions League this year. Have they gone mad? Like, there's no point of a man like Flop even getting to a Champions League final or anything like that, because he can't win finals. Like, where do you think his name Jurgen Flop comes from, innit? Like, he's lost 5 of his last 5 finals. He's had the whole dirty L's each time and have that dumb look on his face. Yeah? Now, for me, this guy reminds me of a young Wenger. Yeah? Now, hear me out for a second. Let's look at their similarities. They both play good football, but they only have a plan A. When plan A doesn't work, they don't know how to make an effective substitution or a tactical tweak to change things when it goes wrong. Yeah? Neither team knows how to defend. This guy is also way too loyal to players that are dead food. Yeah? He has a warped view of what's going on when they lose games or drop points. He likes to blame referees. And the funny thing is, he has the nerve to get offended by opposition for having tactics and just being defensive and setting up against their crazy attack. Like, how dare they have tactics in the game? You know what I mean? Another similarity. They both sign, like, one out of every 5 good players that is a good signing. You know what I mean? They both sell their best player and don't replace them effectively. And let's be real, man. He gets away with murder because the media like him. That's simply that. It's the same as Wenger. So, big SMH at the media. And let's be real about Liverpool, innit? Like, what exactly are they? Like, all they are to me, they're like the most exciting dead team around. You know what I mean? I don't look at Liverpool like a threat for anything. Like, not for any trophy, not for any title. I don't see it. You know what I mean? They'll play well in all the big games. All the big, away from home, at home, it doesn't matter. More time, they're going to get the 3 points. But then they will habitually, consistently struggle against the small teams and drop points. That is some backwards hustling. Anyway, let me know what you think. Get at me on all my socials, on Twitter and Instagram, at Nahominio or at 12th Man Talks. Yep, peace.